Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com. That's mycatholichealthcare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive. What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. We continue our discussion of healing through darkness, and in particular, the dark night. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We left off in our last program discussing St. Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus when he went through a dark night. You see, it's only after Saul, or St. Paul, went through his dark night that he could fulfill his mission of being a chosen instrument of our Lord Jesus. Just to recap briefly, we see how Saul was chosen as we ourselves are chosen, as you are chosen for a particular mission. This is based on no merit of our own. Note that Saul was a major persecutor of the church. The Lord Jesus saw not what he had been, but what he would become. A masterpiece, his magnum opus. He looks at us, he looks at you in the same way at every moment with his loving countenance. That is what you are. God's magnum opus, his great work, his masterpiece. Not only does God forgive the worst sinners, like me, even enemies of his church, but he makes them his chosen instruments. Like the great St. Paul, you too are his chosen instrument. We who suffer, we who have carried the cross, we who are carrying the cross have been chosen. Let us always unite our sufferings, our pain, our darkness to our Lord Jesus as we suffer for his name, to bring glory to God and assistance to our neighbors. Yes, our Lord Jesus has chosen us. He has chosen you to bring his name, his love, his truth, his mercy before others. May we do all that we can to serve God and others. Lord Jesus, help me to live this personally. I am not doing it well enough. Returning to Acts 9:1-22, then Ananias went and he entered the house and at once laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, I have been sent by the Lord who appeared to you on your way here so that you may recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." End of quote. Like Ananias, each of us is sent by Jesus to fulfill our particular mission. Bravely, courageously, God himself relied on Ananias so that Paul might be healed and filled with the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, Ananias probably felt that he was taking his own life in his hands when he went and entered the house to meet with Saul. But he did it. He surrendered himself and he trusted in the Lord Jesus, as we are called to do. Yes, God himself relies on us. He chooses to rely on us. He chooses to rely on you to bring the Holy Spirit to others. Quote, "Immediately it was as though scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. So he was baptized there and then. And after taking some food, he regained his strength." End of quote. So Saul, or Paul, was lifted out of the darkness and into the light of the Holy Spirit. When this happens to us, we begin to become givers. We are sent. We are chosen. We become pourers. We gain strength and courage through the Holy Spirit. That grace is not to be stagnant. Saul regained his strength and used it to become a great sacrificial apostle. Contrary to what we might think on a strictly human level, the more we give of ourselves, the more strength we receive. Quote, "After he had spent only a few days with the disciples in Damascus, he began preaching in the synagogues, 'Jesus is the Son of God.'" End of quote. We see how Saul wasted no time to engage in his mission once he had recovered his sight and been filled with the Holy Spirit. Quote, "All his hearers were amazed. Surely, they said, this is the man who organized the attack in Jerusalem against the people who invoke this name and who came here for the sole purpose of arresting them to have them tried by the chief priests." Saul's power increased steadily, and he was able to throw the Jewish colony at Damascus into complete confusion by the way he demonstrated that Jesus was the Christ. End of quote. When we repent, when we accept Jesus' mercy, embrace him, and become apostles with the talents and mission he gave us, we receive power. Yes, when we embrace the cross that the Lord has permitted us to carry, we receive power. This is not merely a human power. It is a supernatural power that comes from the Holy Spirit. This is not a power we take pride in, but a power that drives us, invigorates us. We are no longer focused on ourselves, but on others. We become joyful deep down. We often gain energy and a sense of health that we did not have before because the more we give, the more we receive. This is God's way, not human ways. The more we give, the more we receive. May each of us do all that is necessary to receive this power for the glory of God and the salvation of his children, for whom he has given us a great responsibility. Another apropos example of one experiencing darkness and eventually being delivered into the light is contained in the third chapter of Lamentations. Yes, Lamentations from the Old Testament, which is amazing. Pick up your Bibles. It's a love letter from God to you. So, from Lamentations 3:1-6, "I am the man familiar with misery, under the rod of his anger. I am the one he has driven and forced to walk in darkness and without any light. Against me alone he turns his hand again and again all day long. He has wasted my flesh and skin away has broken my bones. He has made a yoke for me, has encircled my head with weariness. He has forced me to dwell in darkness with the dead of long ago." End of quote. Well, this lamentation continues, but eventually turns to hope, turns to light. Listen to Lamentations 3, 18 to 26. "And now I say, my strength is gone. That hope which came from Yahweh, brooding on my anguish and affliction, is gall and wormwood. My spirit ponders it continually and sinks within me. That is what I shall tell my heart, and so recover hope. The favors of Yahweh are not all past. His kindnesses are not exhausted. Every morning they are renewed. Great is his faithfulness. My portion is Yahweh, says my soul, and so I will hope in him. Yahweh is good to those who trust him, to the soul that searches for him. It is good to wait in silence for Yahweh to save." Yes, we can count on God to always arrange everything for our ultimate good. If we search for the Lord, he will be found. Yes, search for him and he will be found. Yahweh is good to those who trust him, to the soul that searches for him. And yes, it is good to wait in silence for him to save. In this way, we grow in our trust in him. And believe me, God is worthy of our trust. He is worthy of your trust. So when it seems that your strength is gone, that hope which came from God, don't get caught up too long brooding on your anguish and affliction. Yes, these are real. These are real sufferings. And I know this affects your spirit. It can affect us continually. We feel like we're sinking. But let us remind our heart and so recover hope. The favors of God are not all past. His kindnesses for you are not exhausted. Every morning they are renewed, especially when we start our day in prayer, and most especially when we are so blessed to start our day with the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So let us sing out to Yahweh, "My portion is you, Lord, and so I will hope in you, my Lord and my God, my loving Father. Yes, I am your beloved child, and I trust in you. What do I have to worry about?" And we also have King David speaking of his dark night and eventual deliverance. Quote, "I waited for the Lord, who bent down and heard my cry, drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud of the swamp, set my feet upon rock, steadied my steps, and put a new song in my mouth, a hymn to our God. Many shall look on in awe, and they shall trust in the Lord." Psalm 42:4. Yes, King David waited, and it is good to wait. It is good to wait for the Lord, because he will never let you down. This God of ours, who is our merciful, loving Father, when you're at your wit's end and you cry, he bends down to hear your cry. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. listen to this recommendation.
Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink.
It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing through darkness, and in particular, the dark night. We left off talking about King David and his dark night and eventual deliverance. If you are going through a crushing cross through darkness, be confident it will, and be confident in God your Father. You will be delivered. Perhaps you are in a pit. Just wait for a while, and your Father will come to draw you out of that pit, to draw you out of the mud of the swamp. He will set your feet upon rock, and that rock is our Lord Jesus, and your steps will be steadied, and He will put a new song in your mouth. May He put a new song in our mouth. May we sing hymns to our God, and many shall look on in awe. And thanks to our story, our faith, our deliverance, many shall trust in the Lord. Do you see how through the cross, through darkness, you are Jesus' chosen instrument, and a great good is going to come out of everything? Lord Jesus, please never permit me, like Judas, to exercise the gift of my free will disastrously by betraying you, by not seeking your mercy when I do fall, especially after all the tremendous graces you have showered upon me through no merit of my own, and tremendous graces have been showered upon you. With His help, let us be true to the Lord Jesus, because He is always true to you. Quote, so He took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. John 13:30. Yes, that is what happened with Judas. He took Holy Communion, and then he decided to leave our Lord Jesus. And when we leave our Lord Jesus, the light, we encounter absolute stark darkness. But the good news is that all we need to do when we fall into sin is get back up and repent. And we are so blessed, those of us who are Catholic, because Jesus is waiting for us in the confessional, waiting for us, waiting for you in person, in the person of the priest, in persona Christi, to welcome you with open arms, no matter what your sins are, no matter how many, to shower His mercy upon you and me as long as we repent. The only sin that cannot be forgiven is the one we do not repent of, the one that we do not bring to Jesus for His most certain mercy and forgiveness. I have great confidence, Lord Jesus, that you will protect me from entering the true night, the true darkness, the terrible everlasting darkness, which is eternal separation from you. And I know that you will protect our listeners who are so good of heart, who will never turn their back on you. Lord Jesus, I trust in your mercy. I know you will never let me down. Quote, your mercy endures forever. See Psalm 136. Perhaps the greatest adversities, crosses, crushing tragedies, which our infinitely wise Father uses to bring a tremendous good out of, in order to purify us and to help others in his mysterious ways, are in fact darkness, abandonment, sometimes staring death in the face. Joseph of the Old Testament is a perfect example of this. He is truly a Christ figure, and we are all called to be other Christs. Many are familiar with this amazing story. Joseph was a shepherd of the flock, like Jesus the Good Shepherd. Joseph was also a dreamer. May we all be dreamers. May we never give up on our God-inspired dreams, on his beautiful dream for us, on the awesome inspirations he pours into our spirit. You can be certain that you have been God's dream from all eternity. Yes, you are. You are the fulfillment of God's dream. Joseph's brothers were jealous of him. They turned on him. They threw him in a well to die. Then they decided better yet to sell him into slavery for 20 silver pieces. See Genesis 37. Why not make a few dollars off their betrayal? They abandoned Joseph, the very ones who should have been his most loyal supporters, his brothers. Such has happened to Jesus, the truly innocent one. Quote, and they all deserted him and ran away. Mark 14:50-51. You see, the price of a slave had gone up a bit by the time of Jesus. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, what are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. Matthew 26:14-16. So Joseph was sold into slavery. In Egypt, Joseph maintained his chastity and was falsely accused by his master's wife and thrown in the darkness and pain of jail and imprisonment. He was beyond doubt in a dire and disastrous situation with outwardly little hope to hold on to. But God always has his good plan in store for us. We should always have hope. Joseph later interpreted Pharaoh's dream. His wisdom and prophecy were recognized, and he was appointed governor of the whole land. See Genesis 39-41. Joseph prudently stored food throughout Egypt in anticipation of a severe famine, which he had prophesied. Eventually, there was a famine throughout the whole world. Joseph came to the rescue. Joseph's entire family was saved through the sharing of the food he had stocked away. And rather than getting revenge from his position of power, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers and treated them with mercy. Those very ones who had sold him into slavery. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store. a nonprofit ministry of forming faithful families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style Old Storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our reflection on healing through darkness and the dark night. And we've been talking about Joseph from the Old Testament in Genesis, how he was sold into slavery by his brothers, went through tremendous darkness, and came out the other side to save countless persons, including those who had persecuted him, those who had sold him off. Yes, Joseph treated his brothers with mercy. Quote, God sent me before you to make sure that your race would have survivors in the land and to save your lives, many lives at that. So it was not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me father to Pharaoh, lord of all his household and administrator of the whole land in Egypt, end of quote. Genesis 45, 7 to 8. Joseph later added, the evil you plan to do to me has by God's design been turned to good, that he might bring about, as indeed he has, the deliverance of a numerous people. Genesis 50, 20 to 21. God's design? God's design? How can he say that? Wasn't it his brother's sin that caused him so much pain? Well, yes, his brothers did do evil. God never wants evil. But when it happens, only he can, and always does, bring a tremendous good out of it. And that includes our crosses, our cancer, our illness, our heart condition, our crushing tragedies and adversities. May we never doubt this. Our loving Heavenly Father is seeing to everything for our good, everything for your good, and that means no exceptions. Look at all the fruits of Joseph's crosses, how holy he became, how merciful he became, and the numerous people who were delivered from famine. Moreover, our crosses are sanctifying us. Your cross is sanctifying you. And you are helping Jesus to deliver, to redeem more souls than you know. What a privilege, what a sublime privilege Jesus our Lord has shared with us. with those of us who have carried and are carrying a cross. So with great confidence, we continue forward in God's grace in our lives and our mission. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. May he give us the grace to be men and women of mercy to others, especially towards those who have harmed us. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone who has hurt us today, especially when it's difficult to do. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are God's masterpiece. All is going to be well in the long run. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. We have no worries. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.